Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Steven Scheinbaum is here. Steve is a new friend. He's the founder of Merchant Cash and Capital, MCC, the third largest alternative business financing company in the galaxy. Oh, no, actually, it's in the U.S., probably on the way to in the galaxy, though. And he's been helping small business owners find the capital they need. And in the process, he's got to have found out a few things about what's going on out here on Main Street. And I'm going to ask him about that. Steve Scheinbaum, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your work. Anybody who's helping to provide resources and solutions and by default advocating for small businesses is a friend around here. So I congratulate you on that.
Thank you very much. We're big believers in small business.
Well, talk to us about that a little bit, because, you know, one of the things that I've been pointing out for a long time, I've been doing my show for coming up on 18 years, is that in my opinion, you know, small businesses are, you know, when you hear politicians say it, that, you know, they're just giving you lip service. But you and I both know that if you want to find out how healthy America is, the American economy is, look at Main Street. What do you think?
No, that's it. That's entirely correct. The small business is actually a bad name, is actually a misnomer for it, because the smaller businesses that we're financing and that you're talking about are the driving force in the labor markets, provide most of the people in the country, you know, the jobs that they have. Everyone has relationships with small business owners. And it really is a great telltale sign into what's really happening in the economy.
Well, for example, look at the contrasting worlds of Wall Street and Main Street, Stephen. This is one of the things that I've written quite a bit about and have talked a lot about on the show. Look at the records Wall Street's been going to. They've been blowing it out of the top, right? Meanwhile, the U.S. economy is about 2% growth. Well, when you poll small business owners, that's about where they are. What else do we need to prove that the U.S. economy is dependent upon the vitality of a small business?
Yeah, I don't think you need much more than that. You know, as you've alluded to, the small business really is the driver, and there does seem to be a disparity between what's going on Wall Street and what's going on Main Street. And I think one of the reasons for that, at least over the past 6 years, and hopefully starting to get better now, is the disparity in big businesses versus small businesses' ability to access capital.
Yeah.
You know, interest rates have been at historic lows for a really long time. The problem is that most of that money that's available because of regulatory and other issues is really being driven primarily, if not exclusively, to the larger businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And small businesses are having a harder time accessing capital, especially cheaper capital, which is one of the reasons why we launched something that's unique for a small business finance company like ourselves, and that is we launched an online marketplace called BizFi, BIZFI, which is a fully integrated marketplace where business owners can come to and receive real-time quotes from a variety of financing companies in you know,
and you're not and you're not just talking about loans either, right? You do leasing, you include different kinds of capital instruments.
Right, that on that platform, a business owner can come and get quotes from SBA lenders, which are loans, equipment finance companies, mm-hmm. traditional AR factors, mm-hmm. Small business finance companies like ourselves that have both loans and non-recourse products where we buy a percentage of a merchant's future revenues. And we do this because we're such believers in small business that we know that many small businesses would really you know, explode in a positive way if they have the access to capital. So we're willing to make that, you know, we're willing to make that bet. But business owners can come here and receive offers, not just from us, but from everyone. And in our class, we're acting like Progressive Insurance. We're putting our numbers up there, right, being fully transparent, right next to those of our competitors, with the view that if small business is healthy, you know, enough people will utilize our service, and we're really in this to help small business prosper.
Well, that's bizfi.com?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, folks, check that out, and I like the way you've given people the options to go wherever they want to go there. One of the things I'm concerned about, though, is, you know, I predicted in 2009 when everybody was saying, you know, we're going to just wait till the startups happen again, start up again, you know, this economy will turn around. And I said in those days, I said there won't, in fact, I predicted in my 2009 predictions that there would not be as many startups in this recovery as in the past. And that's come to pass. Why do you think that is, Steve?
Well, you're entirely correct, and you were entirely incorrect. It's hard for a small business to get going today, again, because so much capital is no longer available. When you looked at, when you looked at what drove small business, you know, in the early 2000s before the credit crisis, you know, so many people were accessing home equity lines
and credit cards
and large credit card lines.
Those things went away. That's the reason I said that.
Right.
Is that kind of capital available on your platform for startups?
SBA lending is.
SBA lending requires collateral.
Correct. The SBA lending does require collateral. So obviously did the home equity line.
Mm-hmm.
But on the credit card side, that type of unsecured credit is available, you know, in a very sort of robust manner. I mean, one thing most business owners don't understand, and that's part of our issue, is they don't know that there's so much capital available for small business owners today, certainly at rates appreciably better than what was on their credit card. People just don't know it.
That's where a platform like yours, and folks, this is the reason why we invited Steve into the show. This is why a platform like yours, and I'm sure there are others, that opens up the world of availability to small businesses, and that's the message we want to get out. It's not just what's on the corner at the local bank. And that's what's different. In fact, another thing that's different is crowdfunding. We come back. I'm going to ask Stephen to talk to us about what he thinks the future of crowdfunding looks like. Right after these messages, I'm Jim Blasingham. Stephen Scheinbaum is our guest. Don't forget bizfi.com. That's the website. Check out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.